USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors and other state officials must decide Friday who will get the first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine that's expected to become available later this month. Friday marks the deadline for states to submit requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In doing so, they must specify where the limited amounts of shots should be shipped and how many will be for non-binding guidelines adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. That puts healthcare workers and nursing home patients at the front of the line. United States employers add 245,000 jobs in November as companies scale back their hiring as the coronavirus pandemic accelerates across the country. This marks the fewest added jobs since April. The report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence making a trip down to Georgia visiting the CDC headquarters. The vice president saying a coronavirus vaccine is on the horizon.
To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people is inspiring the people of this country. And we would not be here but for the tireless efforts of everyone involved in our national response, and especially for all the men and women of the CDC.
Firefighters in Southern California are continuing to battle more wildfires in a brutal fire season this year that's seen five of the six largest wildfires in state history. The bonfire in Orange County started on Wednesday and has burned more than 7,200 acres. Crews also working to put out a fire in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, any auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The head of an intelligence watchdog is slamming China.
The director of national intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As the college football season comes to a close and bowl season begins at the end of the month, the 2021 PlayStation Fiesta Bowl will be played in January 2021 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, but there won't be any fans allowed inside the venue, except the immediate family of team members due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The event being played in Arizona usually attracts people from all over the country, drumming up lots of business for local restaurants and shops. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.